Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you have a 1 out of 6 burntness.
Yeah.
2 out of 6 burnt. Then you have 5 good looking thanks.
It's, yeah, you might as well throw it back into the bin.
It's brown bread. So, yeah, good question. And then a final added one. So, very clever question. Wondering how many seats are in the Dáil, not TDs, but actual seats?
A very good question.
So, how many seats within Leinster House, isn't it?
Leinster House. I know there's 107.
But within the room of the Dáil.
7 TDs.
Yeah.
But actual seats? That's a very good question, yeah.
There's the Ceann Comhairle. Yeah. Isn't there the kind of the balcony for the tour? So you can kind of pop in on the tour and it's a balcony. And does it have like 2 seats in that for like kind of, you know, the grumpy old men in Sesame Street?
Yeah. But is it the actual...
They're terrible.
the chamber area maybe, yeah. Because you often see it when you get pictures and when it's full
of... So 177 TDs, you're saying?
Yes.
So then you have an extra one for the Ceann Comhairle.
Comhairle, but that's a TD less because that is one of the TDs. And then there's...
Oh, is it? Oh,
there's,
okay.
There's 2 or 3 people in...
I really should know that. So if I voted... So does that kind of get rid of your kind of person representing you if they're being the Ceann Comhairle?
They get automatically re-elected next time around.
You know? Okay, all right. Yeah. Jesus, learning everything. Why do people ask me any questions? I actually had no clue about that. People lost all faith. Look, I knew that. It's just I'm focused on Irish dancing today.
Yes, of course, yeah.
I had to remove wisdom in order to gain the knowledge of Irish dance.
Lots of questions to keep you tipping over there. Brendan, you'll be back with us before 3?
Yeah.
Before the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan, I look forward to it. We've got our interior advice slot with Linda Goodman on the way, and we'll be discussing autumn interiors after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, where the finest quality produce is sourced, served and enjoyed with award-winning hospitality. Experience it today at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
It's almost 2 o'clock. There's only one place in Kerry to find the best floors and doors.
It's Noyx Newman's Kitchen Floors Day.
A free health event for male and female farmers in South Kerry will take place at Iveramart Carsaveen on Tuesday, October 14th from 10 to 2 p.m. Get free advice on your health, hearing and eyesight from a range of health professionals with free blood pressure checks on the day. No appointment needed. For details, email djmoran@skdp.net.
I'm so fed up being single. I'm so fed up being single. I'm so fed up being single.
Sound familiar? If you want to meet your perfect match, then stop talking about it and do something about it. Call Intro Matchmaking, Ireland's leading face-to-face introductions agency, today on 01677000 or visit intro.ie. There are 2 million available people in Ireland, so no matter who you are, where you are or what age you are, there is someone for you at Intro Matchmaking.
Give your windows the autumn upgrade they deserve at Acme Blinds Kerry. Turn over a new leaf with up to 10% off shutters and up to 20% off roller and Venetian blinds. With a variety of colours, patterns and materials, you'll find the perfect blend of style and functionality at Acme Blinds, Killarney, Tralee and Dingle. acmeblindskerry.ie.
Take a leaf out of Autumn's book and transform your home with the Home Value Big Autumn event. Find brilliant offers on products like the Einhell Combi Drill Kit, only $59.95. Our Ashvac, only $64.95. And the B-Cool Dehumidifier, just $139.95. Much like the autumn leaves, these offers won't last. So head to your local participating Home Value before the Big Autumn event ends on October 30th. Home Value. Your trusted local experts.
Courage is about showing up or standing up for something, facing our fears and overcoming challenges. It can mean many things, and we want to hear from primary school children about times they were brave or saw someone else show courage that inspired them. Tell us about your experience of courage in an essay of 500 words and email your entry by October 12th to jmcgill@radiokerry.ie. The winning entrants will be invited to join me on the Saturday Supplement to share their stories. So if you're a primary school child listening, a teacher or a family member, we'd love to find out more about what courage means to children in Kerry, in their own words and stories.
A wide range of topics, an even wider range of views. Talk About on Radio Kerry.
No, you're very welcome back to Friday's Talk About. I must correct myself after the last segment. 174 TDs in the Dáil. It changed at the last election, went up from 160 to 174. And the number of constituencies rose from 39 to 43. So there you go now. An awful lot of you have been in contact. Charles is listening in his Dáil. Hi, Charles. How's it going? He says, eating one or two eggs every day is perfectly fine. They're very nutritious. And today is World Egg Day. And Patrick's also listening. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for tuning in as always. Kingdom Care at the Mart, take care of old boots and shoes. I'll let Brendan know that as well. Now, so it is time for our interiors advice slot.
Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Now it is October and Linda Goodman joins us for our October Autumn Interiors inspiration. Linda, how's it going?
Hi, David. I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. No, I'm not too bad. I think I said it to you the last time and I'll say it this time again. I'm not the greatest with the knowledge of the interiors advice, so all of my questions will be fairly basic now today. But our topic today, autumn interiors, comfort and coziness. Tell me, what's the best way to go about it?
Yeah, so the thing is, David, is this time of year, as you know, like we're all naturally starting to spend more time indoors. Mm-hmm. There's no rocket science about this. It's about making it simple for yourself and your home, you know. The goal is really to make your space in your house feel warm and comforting and layered. And it's almost like digitalizing, putting a little cozy jumper on your home. That's what you want to do in autumn. So you can refresh your textiles, your lighting, your colors, and kind of match that season's mood in autumn. And so I have a few tips then for people just with regards to helping them create that in their house.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And I suppose what would be the best tips for that?
Yeah, so the number one tip, I suppose, would be, I suppose, or tip one, they're not really in any order, you know what I mean? It's just all of them will help to create that space. So tip one is layer with textiles. So as you're noticing it got a bit colder, layering up. So you're not just layering up yourself as we go out, it's like layer up your home. So add thick blankets, velvet or corduroy cushions or throws, and even like a warm toned rug in your house will instantly make it feel more cozy. And the second thing would be the light is really important. So instead of having kind of harsh, you know, ceiling bright lights, kind of switch to lamps, you know, two small lamps in the room or fairy lights, candles, anything that, I suppose, David, that creates a soft glow, you know, that you've got that atmosphere. It instantly makes you feel like it's cozy and warm and welcoming.
Of course.
And you can get, and I've said this before, like you can get amber bulbs and different colour bulbs to actually create, you know, warmer tones in your home. The other thing, which is obviously really key, is colour. You know, in autumn, the colours are, you know, burnt orange, deep reds, mustards, even the forest green colours and neutrals, and kind of swap out your cushions that you may have had in your summertime to those colours, you know, your cushions or your, again, rugs, table runners, even any wall art, you know, if you've got wall art up, putting something that's a bit more with those autumny colours can instantly change the space. So colour is key.
Of course.
That'd be another tip.
Yeah, so it's kind of setting that, I suppose, around the campfire feel inside in the sitting room.
That's a brilliant visual. You're born to do this, David.
I don't know about that, no. But yeah, no, it is that kind of comfort. As you said, the warm jumper around the room. I suppose, how could somebody incorporate those autumn tones without doing a full makeover of a space?
Yeah, and I think that's the key is you want to, you know, not throw the whole budget into creating a whole space. Do you know what I mean? You can actually do it. The key is things like that are easy to take out of the room, which would be cushions, throws, rugs or art. They're the main ones. Candles as well is another one that you could swap. It's almost like you could in autumn, you would swap it out for autumn, winter. And then for spring, summer, you could swap it out for another color. You know, it's kind of you have a kind of back of the. Now, no, not everyone's going to do that. And it's not realistic, obviously, for everyone. But if you want to feel cozier in your home, it's something you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, and I suppose you kind of touched on it there, the fabrics and materials. What sort of textures would you be going for that cosy feel?
Yeah, that's the next tip, is texture. So it's not just getting, say, throws and the cushions for the colour. If you actually pick the accessories that have a bit of texture in them, so think, you know, wool, like a wool jumper, or that boucle fabric, or chunky knits, faux fur, even natural wood, any of those kind of tactile elements that you almost want to touch them, you know, that kind of way,
yeah,
that makes it feel more snug and inviting. And another tip, which I love, is bring the nature in, like decorate with nature. This time of year, you know, you might get pine cones or branches or acorns or, you know, dried flowers, and put them into bowls into your room, or make a little, you know, display or collage or something with them. Even the mini pumpkins now, like, it wasn't the case a few years ago, but now in Ireland, definitely, you go into even Aldi and Lidl and there's literally loads of pumpkin shapes, colours, you know, any of the supermarkets now, it's kind of that quirky pumpkin. Gather a few of them together, you know, they all look at funny shapes and all, and you can really just be a little decoration in your home at this time of year. So I love that as well. You know, you can bring kind of the outdoors in.
Yeah, 100%. It's kind of that adventurous, bringing the season in and wrapping it all in the one area. I suppose one part of it as well for this time of year, curtains, because the nights are getting a lot shorter. So we see a lot more of our curtains. Is there a way we can, I suppose, zhuzh them up to make it more seasonally, or to make the space feel warmer, or I suppose better insulated nearly?
Yeah, there's wonderful ways you can do that, actually. When you can actually get thermal lining for curtains. Now, this would be when you were making the curtains. You know, you get thermal lining in, which is great, actually, for Irish homes. Blackout lining is great because it stops the light coming in. But thermal lining, it's like a fleecy layer in the middle of your fabric and the back of the curtain. Mm-hmm. That, in particular in homes where there may be drafts coming off the window, it's absolutely brilliant because it blocks the draft, you know, coming into the room. So in the summertime, you could have your curtains mostly open with the blind, say, on the window. So it's you know, you're not needing the heavy curtains. And then in the autumn, winter time, you can close the curtains, but, you know, it's they're thermal, so the drafts aren't coming through. I think that's a really good tip for Irish homes, you know what I mean? Because there's always a draft coming from somewhere. Yeah.
That's very true. Yeah. Of course.
Go ahead. Sorry, David.
No, all yours. Sorry, go ahead.
That's what I would say, though, about the curtains. I think it's a great tip, and it is the time. Now, obviously, if you want a pair of curtains that's going to go through the whole year, pick a neutral colour. You know, that, for example, you could add tie-backs in the different colour. Like, you could add, like, burnt orange, or if you've got a neutral colour fabric and got a lovely burnt orange tie-back, it would add in naturally this time of year, and then you could change it in the spring, summer if you wanted, you know. So that's kind of it. And the other piece as well, like, again, creating that coziness, is you could create a little cozy nook where, you know, within the room or within a space. So a place, maybe a reading corner or something, adding a comfy chair, side table, so you can have tea, read your book, have a soft throw, kind of an instant cozy zone. You know, that can always help, rather than having to do the whole place. And scent is a big one, like the smell of autumn, pumpkin spice, cinnamon, cloves, cedar, vanilla, you know, just really, you instantly feel like you're there, you know. So there, you can get that within candles, or you can get wax melts, or even essential oils. A lot of people are using diffusers now, you know. It just depends on what you like, and everyone's different. One smell will drive someone nuts and another person will love it, you know. So find what you like.
That's brilliant advice. Linda, we've got an awful lot of queries coming in from listeners, so we might take a very quick break and come back and put some of those questions to you, if that's all right.
No problem at all. Sounds good.
That's great. So if you do have any further questions for Linda and you'd like to get them answered, do get in touch with us. We're on 083 300 3300 to text or WhatsApp, or you could call Dervla on 066 7123 666. We'll be back with Linda for the autumn interiors advice slot after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. For an unforgettable dining experience right in the heart of Killarney, book your Kitty's experience and look forward to great food in a warm, friendly atmosphere at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
There's more to take home with special offers this week at Dunn Stores, like Cadbury Time Out 6-pack and Walker's 6-pack range, now half price. And Diet Coke and Coke Zero 12-pack range, just €8 each. And two for €20 on select Fairy Bold and Aerial capsules, finished dishwasher tablets, Lenore scent boosters and Kitten Soft toilet roll. Plus, save more with your 10 off 50 voucher. Dunn Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Vouchers can be used on next grocery shop. Prices subject to deposit return scheme fees.
It's Tie Day Friday for Kerry Mental Health Association. Wear a tie wherever you are and please make a donation to kerrymentalhealth.ie/donate. Tie Day Friday, October 10th for Kerry Mental Health Association. This ad is sponsored by Celsius Menswear Tralee.
Go sim-free with Harvey Norman and break free from long and expensive network contracts. Power through your day with lightning-fast performance with the Nothing Phone 3 smartphone and its powerful processor for $799. Or get the Google Pixel 9 smartphone featuring Gemini, your built-in AI assistant. From smart photo edits to instant help and voice-powered tasks, Gemini makes everything easier for $649. And with flexible payment options and our best price guarantee, why shop anywhere else? Harvey Norman, your sim-free phone specialists.
Go! Fort na shunanya ta parkal ashul skuni gara dini dinska slandal ray agus lista kan skribe intach marshin is pelach gara in a rida gudin hed sire ele pelach gara gudin ichen de broadway in the warwick cafe agus croissant saboris tapas agus boulevard de madrid nu markach de rainy agus na galan hua salaplin marshin kebe kan skribe on into ni ve an duortigan airfort airfort na shunanya.
This weekend sees the quarterfinals of the Garvey's County Senior Football Championship taking place. And Radio Kerry will bring you live commentary of Kenmare versus Austin Stacks with thanks to Topline McCarthy's Kenmare. Throw-in at Fitzgerald Stadium is at 4 p.m. Who will be the second team to make it to the Final Four? Find out this Saturday here on Radio Kerry as we bring you live commentary of the clash between Kenmare Shamrocks and Austin Stacks. With thanks to Topline McCarthy's Kenmare, your number one supporter when it comes to all your home renovation and building supplies.
If you like the show, like us on Facebook. Just search for Talk About on Facebook.
Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
And you're very welcome back to Friday's Talk About. Linda Goodman is here with us for our interiors advice slot. Linda, we've got quite a number of questions coming in, so I might just throw the first one at you, if that's all right.
Fantastic. Go for it.
So a caller has gotten in touch and they're selling their house and wonders, what is the best colour for the interior? They ask, is white too sterile? And also most welcoming colour for a door of a white bungalow, please, they ask.
That's a great question. I would veer on the side of a warm white. So when you go into your local paint store, ask them for a warm white, which is usually another tone is in it. You know what I mean? You'll get the paint swatches. There's what I'll say, David, is there's like a million shades of white. It's actually mind boggling, to be honest, for anybody trying to pick a white. The big thing I would say is don't overthink it. You know, don't overthink it. Go in, pick the simplest one that you're drawn to. Talk to the person in the store. But when I say warm white, a warm white has elements of like oranges and yellows in it. Obviously, it's so subtle you can barely see it, right? Creams. And then a colder white will have elements of blues and greens in it. But again, you can barely see them because it looks white, okay? Mm-hmm. So I just would really encourage, one, don't overthink it. And two, pick something towards the warm tones, because what will happen is when someone comes to view your house and you ultimately are staging it, you know, you're trying to make it look as best in its best way possible. They're white is best because it'll make every room feel bigger, which you want to show because you want to show this. But also it'll without it'll subconsciously make people feel like they're warm within that space mm-hmm. because it's a warm tone. It's, a lot of this is kind of stuff that you don't see, you know what I mean, or your subconsciously is going on. But a warm white, but again, go down to your local paint store and ask for a warm white and don't overthink it.
Warm white and don't overthink it. And I suppose the second part of the question, would a white front door be a one to go for there, or is there another thing that can, I suppose, make it more welcoming and inviting to somebody looking?
Yeah, personally, and this is just my own opinion, mm-hmm. again, everyone needs to decide for themselves what's best, you know, and that's it's your own home. And but I would find white very stark to come into a house. What I would be suggesting is to go for like a warm green colour, something that's actually welcoming and inviting. Red is a good colour because it's very striking and strong, but it would just depend what the rest of your house is, you know what I mean? If it's brickwork or if it's painted, and if it's the rest of your house is painted white, you want a contrast. What happens with contrast, it'll make the white of your house stand out, and it'll make the green door more inviting because it's bringing you into the home because it's the colour. So I would suggest going for a colour on the door.
That's the advice. That's great advice there. And then Kathleen from Kilgarvan has gotten in touch with us as well, Linda, and she asks, what's the easiest way to make my home feel cosy without a full makeover?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kathleen, and thank you for that. The key is the textiles. So swapping out the throws, as we said before, the cushions, and at this time of year, getting them kind of chunky knits and velvets, so that it's like there's texture going on in your space. And you can kind of do as many as you can afford or that you can do yourself. So it could be, you know, a couple of them or, you know, and you could build it up over the years. Do you know that kind of way? So mm-hmm. you can have both. A rug on the floor, putting a rug that's the warmer tones, but even layering texture, like a couple of rugs together and that are textures, like a thinner rug, layering them can create this kind of a cozy space and the textures. And those few touches will instantly warm up the space without any major changes.
That's great advice for Kathleen in Kilgarvan. And John in North Kerry has gotten in touch with us as well on the text. He says, I'm thinking of repainting my kitchen. How do I choose something that won't look dated in a couple of years' time?
Yeah, again, like a good question. The more neutral you go, John, the easier it's going to be to keep, you know, as in long term. But if you are painting a neutral colour, you want to make sure that you get a satin paint, a paint that's actually going to, that breathes, you know, that you can wipe down, because obviously it's in a kitchen. I like, you know, the kind of warmer grey tones in the kitchen. There's a, I think this colour in the colour trend called Temperance. It's a lovely colour. You can get warm greys or, again, that neutral. And it depends, again, John, whether you're painting your units or not. Again, back to that idea of contrast. If there's a colour in your units, go for lighter in the walls. And if it's lighter units, go for darker in the walls. If you contrast it, what happens is both stand out on their own. Whereas if you go too similar, it looks like you're trying to match. And unless that's what you're looking to do, because some people can paint, but if you are going to paint it the same colour, you want to make sure that they're the exact same colour. Because if you paint something that's slightly different and there's not much of a contrast, it looks like you've made a mistake, basically, on your walls, because it's too close. It's like, oh, they made a mistake. So either get it all the exact same. And I know now with kitchens, a lot of people get their kitchens sprayed, and you can actually get the same colour for your wall and if that's what you want to do. But if you are going to do something like that that's neutral, put kind of a colour handle on it or something, you know, to kind of bring an element of something else in. Or, but ultimately, yeah, if you've got colour in your units and you're looking for something that's kind of neutral, a warm grey colour is usually good on the walls.
So that's the advice there. Some great advice for John in North Kerry. Carol in Rathmore has also been in touch, and she asked, does Linda have any budget-friendly ways to decorate for autumn?
Yeah. Well, I suppose we talked about a little bit earlier about it, didn't you, David? Just about going out into your garden. What can you find? You know, branches, pine cones, any dried leaves, you know, even a bowl of apples, you know what I mean, with the mini pumpkins. And you can also, another tip as well is things like use a scarf as a table runner. If you have a lovely scarf in your wardrobe that's those kind of autumny colours, put it along your table as a table runner, you know, with a bowl of a couple of cute pumpkins in the middle. Or if you've got cushions, a lot of times the inside of the cushions can actually be really neutral texture. So check inside your cushion covers, turn them around. They could be exactly, you know, the colour that you need for this time of year. So they will be a couple of tips kind of, and it'll create that more neutral look, but more warmer.
Of course, those are great tips there for Carolyn Rathmore. Another listener has gotten in touch, Linda, and says, I've inherited some antique furniture from my parents, but my home is quite modern. How do I blend the two styles together without it looking mismatched?
Yeah, I love that. It's my favourite thing to do, is to mix both modern and antique. And so the simplest way to do it is to go for a neutral palette in the background and make those pieces of furniture stand out on their own. Like they're almost like the quirky pieces of the home that people are drawn to. The other thing that's lovely with antique furniture is gold tones. So any lamp you could pick a colour on the wall, say maybe a really a beautiful green colour. Say you have a neutral room and you paint it green, like a really how can I describe the colour? Like a warm green colour that's like an antique green, I suppose is the only way I can describe it. Mm-hmm. You have those beautiful pieces of antique furniture. Most of the time antique furniture is dark wood, but I could be wrong. You could have other antique pieces. But if it is dark wood, gold is also a really good contrast. You could add gold lamps onto the antique table, say if it's a side table or a console table. And then the green on the walls with the gold and the antique furniture would look beautiful. And you can also just maybe paint one wall the green behind where the piece of furniture is. So it's making it kind of a feature, but it also, it just works. It works because the neutral of the modern, home with that almost the highlight being the antique pieces can be so, so effective. So that's the kind of thing I would do. And you don't have to do, there's lots of different colours you could go, but the colours you pick need to be warm, strong colours if you're going to do antique furniture. Or you go completely white and you let them really stand on their own.
Yeah, that's very good advice. And one fairly quick one as well. We're almost out of time, unfortunately, Linda, but one last one from Sharon in Tralee. She says, my apartment is small and I'm just wondering how I can create an autumn interior in a smaller space.
The simplest answer to that, Sharon, is a cozy corner. Find a little spot, get a lovely chair, make sure that you try the chairs out in the store so you're really cozy in it, and maybe a little recliner so you can have your cup of tea, your book, and add your throws and your cushions and maybe a nice little picture that's warm. Light your candles and happy days.
That's very good advice. Linda, finally, before we let you go, if somebody's looking to get in touch with you, how do they reach out?
The simplest way to get in touch with me is to call the Caris Iveen Corcoran store. But any of the stores, if you go in, any of the sales advisors are willing to help, and they're brilliant, full of fantastic knowledge in the interiors. So anyone can help, or you can call the Caris Iveen store directly to speak to me.
That's fantastic. Linda, thanks as always for joining us, and we'll chat to you again next month.
All right, thanks, David. Bye.
Thanks a million. That's Linda Goodman there with our monthly interiors advice slot. Up after the break, we'll be talking about TEDx Tralee.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. From a romantic meal for two or a special celebration, you won't find better food served by friendlier people than at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
Got an idea for an innovative new product or service but not sure where to start? Join IMAR's Innovation Clinics this October at the Listowel Arms Hotel on Tuesday 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. or at Great Southern Hotel Killarney on Thursday 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Discover how IMAR can support you with the research and development of your new ideas. IMAR Technology Gateway is co-funded by the Government of Ireland and the European Union through the ERDF Southern, Eastern and Midland Regional Programme 2021 to 2027.
FarmandHomeStore.ie offer a fantastic range of products for every season. Explore our smokeless fuel and convenience range, including our premium beach timber offering. We also provide minerals, bedding lime and mats, and winter dosing solutions. Check out our extensive range of household goods, including safety lighting, high-vis clothing and quality footwear. Sign up online and avail of a 10% discount on a range of goods by subscribing to our newsletter and making your initial purchase. Discover exceptional value on our extensive farming range, both online and in-store. FarmandHomeStore.ie. Easy shopping, fast delivery.
Across the supermarket aisle, your eyes meet, and you just know this is the real deal. Food that makes you go, mmm. Drinks that make you feel, ooh. That's the power of Love Irish Food brands. Local brands, made with devotion, enjoyed with passion.
You feel the power of love.
Of Love Irish Food.
You feel the power of love.
Look for Love Irish Food on pack.
Can you feel?
Need an appliance in a hurry? Order before 3pm for next day delivery. Whether it's a washing machine in Listowel, a dishwasher in Tralee, or a fridge freezer in Killarney. For next day delivery, get to Sound Store, Mile High Tralee, or online at soundstore.ie.
The Sound Store people got it all for you.
Sound Store. The kitchen appliance specialists.
Every day, scammers try to catch us off guard using fake texts, calls, emails and websites. They pretend to be our bank, a delivery company, even a government department, tricking us into handing over personal and financial details. They know we're busy. They pressure us to act fast before there's time to think. Take a moment and look again. Learn how to spot the scam behind the screen. To find out more, visit fraudsmart.ie. Brought to you by Banking and Payments Federation Ireland.
Have your say. Call, text or email. Talk about at radiokerry.ie.
Now you're very welcome back to Friday's Talk About, and we just had our interiors advice slot with Linda Goodman of Corcoran's Furniture. And before we move on, everyone at Radio Kerry would like to pass on our deepest condolences to the Corcoran family on the sad passing of Kerry. May she rest in peace. Now, TEDx Tralee is on its way back to the county capital again this year. It's an independently organised event licensed by TEDx, and it returns to Siamsa Tíre next weekend, Saturday, October 18th, as TEDx Tralee Women with the theme of Empowering Resilience. However, the audience is not just restricted to women only, and I'm delighted now to be joined on the line by one of the speakers at TEDx this year, talking about the Rest, Reset, Rethink, Resilience piece she has. I'm joined on the line now by Hilary Rose, and you may know her better as Mairead from the Young Offenders. Hilary, welcome to the show. And I suppose before we dive in, can you tell us how you're feeling in the lead up to the TED Talk in Tralee?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, David. I'm actually really, really excited. Really excited. I just think it's going to be great fun. I mean, we put a lot of preparation into this. We initially applied for these talks back in March. So, you know, it's been the bones of 9 months work going into this. So I'm really excited to finally see it come to fruition.
Of course. Yeah. And I suppose to many people listening, you'd be most known as Mairead from the Young Offenders. But you've worn many hats over the days. You're a writer, actor, speaker, podcaster, many, many more. I suppose what's the best way to introduce yourself in your own words as an act, I suppose, or a persona?
Oh my goodness, as a persona. I think with the TEDx, this is what's really interesting about what I'm doing with TEDx, because it's not really a persona. This is completely me. You know, this is what I'm really passionate about. And I suppose as an actor, I'm seen as something completely different. And that's been, I suppose, the last 20 years of me working in, you know, theatre and film and TV. So this is really interesting that I'm getting to do everything in my own words, because you have to remember, as an actor, you're given a script, you know, even though we do improvise quite a bit. So I've always been speaking somebody else's words, but this TEDx speech is all mine. So that's really interesting for me.
Of course. And I suppose, is there a bit of, not apprehension, but I suppose nerves in the lead up to something so different like that?
A little bit, because this is a space I haven't been in before, you know. I do have my podcast, Live Wild. So, I mean, that's all me as well. It's totally scripted by me. And it's in the same arena that I'm talking, you know, for the TED Talk. But yeah, there's apprehension because I suppose when you move into a new space, It's there's always a challenge, whatever it may be, you know. So, but it's an exciting challenge,
of
definitely.
Course. And your TED Talk is titled "The Rest, Reset, Rethinking Resilience." Can you tell me a bit about that? What inspired the message?
Yeah, so it's the, like you said, the rest, reset, rethinking resilience. So I suppose, you know, I suppose it's interesting. When I look back, I'm quite ambitious and I work really hard, but I've always pushed myself a little bit too hard. And I've pushed myself, you know, to the point of burnout and beyond one too many times. And I have to kind of take a step back and go, okay, no more. How do we work in a way that doesn't result in burnout? And then I started to notice that narrative was everywhere about resilience and about expanding our boundaries and capacities. And I started to challenge that narrative and think, well, maybe we don't need to expand our resilience, or maybe resilience looks like something different. So in this talk, that's what I challenge. I'm asking the question, how much more resilient are we supposed to be, and how much more resilient are we expected to be, and where's the finish line in this never-ending marathon of more resilience, you know?
Of course.
So rather than, you know, asking people to be more resilient in an environment that's not suitable for them, why don't we start looking at different ways to expand their capacity? And that rest is one of them. You know, rest is scientifically proven to, you know, increase in, you know, productivity, performance. So rest is actually a strategy, and that's what I'm examining in this talk.
That's fascinating. I suppose with resilience, you're flipping it on its head, really, the meanings of it. Mm. You describe rest as a radical act of self-leadership. That's a very powerful phrase, especially in today's hustle and bustle and instant phone is always going. So talk to me a bit more about that, I suppose.
Yeah, I see rest as leadership. I don't see it as laziness. I see it as a healthy boundary that you can put in place to say, you know, actually, I've had enough now for today, or I've had enough this week, or that project's not going to suit me. And it's a polite no thank you. And it's about knowing yourself and your capacity and your boundaries. And that takes actually a long time to figure out, because everybody wants to say yes, and everybody wants to be productive, and everybody wants to be obliging. And that is an amazing thing, obviously. But you do need to, I suppose, as I get a bit older, I start to look at boundaries. And I think back to my grandmother, and she had a very long, healthy life. But I have a very vivid, you know, picture of her sitting in her rocking chair having a rest.
Yeah.
And I get that picture whenever I think about rest and resilience. And I think, my, she had longevity because she rested. You know, she worked really hard on her life. She had six children. And you didn't disturb her as well when she was resting. If she sat in her rocking chair with a cup of tea, you did not disturb her, and she took her rest.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really powerful visual that I have. And that to me was leadership. And that's about, you know, self-care and self-love as well.
Of course. And that's a very powerful, it's a lovely image as well of the grandmother on the chair. It's, I suppose everyone can relate to that.
Mm.
In the industry you're working in, between acting and public speaking, podcasting, it's often high pressure and unpredictable, I suppose, which must be difficult to, I suppose, navigate with burnout. You kind of touched upon it earlier, are the pressures that keep coming. And I suppose, again, it highlights what you're saying about the importance of rest, especially in those unpredictable environments.
Absolutely. We had a bit of a running joke on the set of Young Offenders for the last couple of seasons that we did. You know, I just said... I mean, this was a running joke between me and the directors. I just said, okay, I think that Mairead would be sitting down in this scene. And that was my strategy. So I challenge any fans of The Young Offenders to actually count how many scenes that I'm sitting down in. But for me, I had to strategically think, how do I get my rest in between takes, or how do I get my rest, you know, on a very intensive shoot or at a very intensive working at that kind of high level? Where do I carve out, even if it's 1 minute rest, and maybe it is just literally sitting down between takes, you know, that's all of that really accumulates. And it rests, like I say, rest is a strategy. That's how I treat it now.
Of course, yeah. And like in the arts especially, the fear is the opposite. Like it's completely going against the tide, what you're speaking of, because anyone's starting out or they're a long time, their instant urge is to write, I need to get this done here. There's, you know, there's no slowing down, essentially. It's constant go. So I suppose it's very positive to take that rest more serious, because it does affect on the mental health, you know, as you mentioned, Ari, burnout. So it is a very positive exploration.
Absolutely. And I think any high pressure job, whether it's on the sports field or if it's, you know, a corporate job or indeed in the arts, and the arts is slightly different because the arts feels like it's kind of all or nothing.
Yeah.
And that's really about kind of, again, I call it rest as strategy and pacing yourself. So even when a shoot arrives, for me, you know, that could be an 80-day shoot and that could be 70-hour weeks, you know, which is very intensive.
Of course.
And then at the end of it, most actors and performers and even crew find themselves quite burnt out. And if you want longevity in the arts or in any profession, or even if you're, you know, a stay-at-home parent, you have to take those rests and you have to strategize and see what time you can carve out for yourself. And I think that's really important. And it's, you can't give to others until you actually fill up your own cup. And I do that in my own home and I do it in my profession as well.
Yeah. And I suppose for people listening today, I suppose rest isn't necessarily, you know, about sitting down in a room quietly. It's kind of a break from all the constant go, even something like a walk, although maybe that might be different. That's technically not rest, I suppose.
No, I agree. I actually agree with you. I think rest looks different for everybody. Like rest isn't just sleep. Rest is, you know, there's rest for the body and rest for the mind. And even if that means if you're in a very intensive environment, even at home with small children, if you need to step outside the door and just take that breath for 30 seconds, that's a micro rest. You know, I would prioritize that as well, you know, and just step back into it then. It's I think we're a little bit hard on ourselves. And I think that it's a cultural narrative, you know, that has shifted over the last few years, where it's all about productivity and bigger, better, faster, more. And I don't think life works like that. You know, there's rhythms to life that we need to observe again, I believe.
Yeah, that's a very important message. And your own podcast, Hilary, Live Wild, that it explores different or similar themes, I suppose, really living with courage and purpose in such a chaotic world. I suppose from your interviews in that, has there been any takeaways in conversations you've had that maybe surprised you?
Oh, every episode someone surprises me. It's really brilliant. And actually, season 4 is out now at the moment. It's just been released. So, goodness, you've caught me on the spot now. I couldn't think of any one off the top of my head. I'd have to go away and never think about that. But there's so much wisdom. There's so much wisdom from people. You know, I talk to comedians, I talk to sleep experts. Like, you know, it's completely across the board. And it's people who are, living with purpose and kind of examining. And it's self-development as well. You know, I'm a bit of a self-development junkie. I'm always trying to see how I can learn more, you know, and I've learned so much from all the guests on the podcast.
Of course, yeah, that's very interesting as well. And I suppose, like you said, it's that common thread of how people approach their challenges day to day. So it's a great listen as well. So TEDx this year, they've chosen the women-only speaker protocol. That's not to say it's not women-only in the audience. Everyone is welcome to attend. In that sense, what does it mean to you to be part of that? And how important is it to amplify the female perspective in these spaces?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And yeah, just to echo that I would encourage men to come along in the audience. I think that's really important. It just kind of happened that when I started to look at the TEDx, that it just happened that this year was women only. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. Yeah, I think it is really important. There's women from all walks of life and from all over the world. And I'm super excited to hear what they have to say. And it's just an expansion of awareness when you're getting, you know, when you're listening to other women's experiences. I think that's really interesting for men and women, and very important.
Definitely. Events like TEDx, they can shift the conversations, and not just in, I suppose, rooms like Shame Sathira, where it's going on next weekend, but more broadly in society. How important is that?
I mean, it's huge. And that's the beauty of TEDx, is that it can travel. That's what's so interesting. So I would love, you know, this message about rest versus resilience to travel nationwide and actually to travel internationally. I think it's really important. And that's the beauty of TEDx, that it can do that. Because, you know, your platform eventually ends up online. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Definitely, yeah. You've been very generous with your time, Hilary. I'll have one or two quick wrap-up questions for you here now. We've touched upon it already, but for people who'd be listening today, if they feel stuck in, I suppose, over-productivity and they're feeling burnout even, what's one small step they could take today to rest and reset?
Oh, well, I mean, I talk about this in my talk, and this is slightly tongue-in-cheek, and people will go, seriously? Is this what she's recommending? But it's a three-step, and you want to hear what the three-step is? So your three steps is boil the kettle, make a cup of tea, and sit down. If you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, overproductive, even kind of sometimes you can feel like you're on this high energy and that's not balanced either, I would recommend sitting down with a cup of tea and actually getting out a pen and paper and start just writing little things. How do I feel? Do I need to do this today? Can I postpone this? Can I delegate this to somebody else? Little things, start thinking about, but mostly it really starts about feeling into the body. And when you're go, go, go all the time, you can't really tell what's going on inside your own body. When we start to tune back in and start to rest, we start to hear our bodies again and what it has to say.
Of course, it's like you said, so simple, but so effective. And that deep breath, a cup of tea, it goes a long way.
Telling you, there's so much to be solved over a cup of tea.
Exactly. Finally, Hilary, where can people follow your work? I suppose the podcast, we all know where to find The Young Offenders, but Live Wild, and then obviously TED Talk, truly, where will we find you?
Yeah, so Young Offenders, I mean, that's everywhere, we know about this. Live Wild is the podcast, and you can find that on anywhere you get your podcast, so iTunes, Spotify. You can also go to Instagram and find it on Live Wild Podcast. Or I share a lot of my own work on my Instagram, which is The Hilary Rose as well. For TEDx, go to TEDxTralee.com and you'll find all the information about all the speakers, all the times that they're on. It's an amazing production because you get a lot of bang for your buck. It's an all-day event. The tickets are there. The pricing is there. All the speakers are there. So that's where you'll find the work. And hopefully, once it's recorded and it goes up online, it will mushroom and travel everywhere. So if you can't make it to the event, I do encourage people to keep an eye out. I'll be sharing it across my platforms anyway when the speech goes live. Yeah.
Lovely. That's great, Hilary. Thanks very much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, David. Thank you. Just to say thanks so much. It's always lovely to talk to people in the kingdom. I spend a lot of time down there and I love it. So it's any excuse to get back down there.
That's brilliant. Look, we'll look forward to seeing you on the 18th. And thanks very much again for joining us.
Lovely.
That is Hilary Rose, actor, writer, podcaster, and obviously, as I said in the interview, better known as Mairead from the Young Offenders. And she will be in Tralee next Saturday, October 18th, for TEDx Tralee. And for your chance to win a pair of tickets for TEDx Tralee next weekend, all you got to do is call us here in Radio Kerry on 066-7191-224 and leave your name and contact details and AM or PM, which set of shows you'd like to go to. Or you can text or WhatsApp TEDx plus AM or PM and your name to 083-300-3300 for your chance to win tickets. Brendan Fuller will be back with all of your Ask Brendan answers after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Open for lunch, early bird, evening dining and takeaway. Treat yourself to the finest food and the warmest hospitality at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
Hello, Dermot Moriarty here, and I'd love if you could join me for a special night of country music this October. On Wednesday, October 29th at the Glenelg Ballroom in Killarney, it will come alive with some of the finest stars in Irish country. I'll be your MC for the night with music from the brilliant Ryan Turner Band, and the lineup includes Jack Hill, Declan Nerney, Olivia Douglas, Dave Lawler, Eileen O'Connor, Eddie Gallagher, Ray Lynham and Paddy McAuliffe and more. It's going to be a night to remember, and I can't wait to see you there. Tickets from 36.75 plus booking fees. Available now from ticketmaster.ie or the Dingle box office at 064-667-1555. That's Wednesday, October 29th. Make a date for a great night of country music in Killarney.
With TUI, there's more choice than you think. Beach days or a city break. Weekend in Rome, booked. Fly from your local airport, of course. Just a hotel? Got them too. Number of nights? Take your pick. Tailor your trip with more options and more choice. TUI. Live happy.
At Hidden Hearing, we believe you should keep hearing it all. Keep dancing. Keep celebrating. Keep laughing. Keep being you. Call 1-800-370-000 or go to hiddenhearing.ie and book a free hearing test today. Hidden Hearing, your hearing is our expertise.
The Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest is now on and continues until October 11th with loads of free in-person and online events promoting the five ways of wellbeing. Connect, be active, take notice, keep learning and give. To register for a free event, go to kerrymentalhealthandwellbeingfest.com.
I'm so fed up being single. I'm so fed up being single. I'm so fed up being single.
Sound familiar? If you want to meet your perfect match, then stop talking about it and do something about it. Call Intro Matchmaking, Ireland's leading face-to-face introductions agency today on 01677000 or visit intro.ie. There are 2 million available people in Ireland, so no matter who you are, where you are or what age you are, there is someone for you at Intro Matchmaking.
This October, Radio Kerry wants to treat you to some fabulous autumn staycations. Listen in closely, and you could win an unforgettable break at some of the finest hotels in Kerry and Cork.
Wake up to luxury at Ballygarry Estate Hotel and Spa in Tralee with Kerry's Full Breakfast.
Relax in style at Forta Island Resort in Cork with Kerry Today.
Pamper yourself at the Rose Hotel and Serenity Spa Tralee with the 11 to 1 Club.
Soak up the views at the Lake Hotel Killarney on Talk About.
And finish the week at the Kingsley Hotel Cork with the afternoon show.
Tune in all next week for your chance to escape, unwind and win. Only with Radio Kerry.
What do you want to talk about? Get in touch by phone, text or email.
Now, you're very welcome back to Friday's Talk About. David Nelligan sitting in for Deirdre today. We've got a text in from a listener saying, asking drivers to be careful that there's a loose sheep on the Dingle Road at Anna. So anyone driving in that area, do take care on the road. There's a few loose sheep around the place there. A few callers and texters have been in touch. Breed and Clarney got in touch saying this is the saddest health problem we've ever heard. And she was talking in respect to Senator Gerard Crockwell, who was speaking about his daughter and her neck and head cancer earlier on. And you'll be able to listen back to that interview on the Radio Kerry podcast later in the evening. Now, Brendan Fuller has jigged his way back down the road to the Brogue Inn. Brendan, how are you doing?
I'm doing mighty, and I am officially surrounded by brilliant dancers, unfortunately for me. You can hear the music in the background. My God, there is some amount of space for people to gather and view what's happening here today at Kirby's Brogue Inn. So that's a good thing, but also in my case, a bit of a daunting thing as well. But all in good fun today for Tie Day Friday.
Of course, and I can hear the tread going in the background. I'm sure you're getting your few steps in, ready to go for it now at just after 5 o'clock.
Ah, listen, hand or tree, and a car every now and then. I'm counting away here, tapping under the table, and I am definitely ready to dance to my ability.
Now, Brendan, you were tasked with quite an array of questions today. How did you get on?
Yeah, well, before I do an Irish dance tap, I was doing quite a tap earlier today. Lots of great questions. So Mary and Tralee was wondering, what do you do with old shoes? They're too bad to repair or to donate. So basically what you can do is bring them to your local recycling centre or else a clothing bank. So most of those will accept shoes and boots or textile recycling. So think of a clothing bank. And also, if it is just the heel, maybe do chance the local cobbler who might be able to repair them. And that's always a really cost-effective way. Maybe repair them and then donate them. That might be what you could do, but she says they're beyond repair. So clothes bank or maybe the local recycling centre as well. Now, Sean in Clarity was asking, how tall is David Clifford? Is he taller than the bomber? I said bomber was taller. So in there, their playing days, the height of their powers. David Clifford, 6'2", and the Bomber, 6'3".
Ooh, very tight.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, so the Bomber, as I assumed, the taller of the two.
Not a bad full forward line, though.
Not too bad. No, not too bad. And do you know what? If they were in the full forward line, you could actually afford to have me in the full forward line alongside them. We'd still get about maybe 3-12 between us, and I might do all of the assisting or maybe pointing from over in the corner spot there.
Very true. Another listener had gotten in touch, Brendan, and I said, I heard on Radio Kerry News this morning, it's World Egg Day. Just wondering how these world or international days get decided.
Didn't I say it was something to do with the United States or something like that, that there was a big lobbying group for eggs? But this was started by the International Egg Commission in the 1990s to celebrate eggs and egg farmers worldwide. So in general, United Nations agencies or international trade groups, they would have been the ones to approve it. So World Health Day or World Health Organization or maybe UNESCO could have given this the seal of approval. But the International Egg Commission back in the 1990s started World Egg Day. So there you are.
There you go. And I suppose there was another egg-related question, and it was, how many eggs are bad for you?
1 to 2 per day is basically at the threshold. So one a day is kind of your max, and that's okay. That's considered to be within the realms of possibility. But if you go beyond two, then you're into the dangerous cholesterol levels, all the rest of it. So as we always say, David, moderation is key. So don't be eating 8 eggs at a time. That's too many.
That's very good advice, Brendan. Very good advice. You had another one as well about the ozone layer over Australia. Were either of us right on that?
So it's not quite true. So we're both kind of half right.
Oh, really?
So there is an ozone layer, but the section above Antarctica thins each spring. And sometimes that does stretch towards southern Australia, and that's why the UV levels are so high in that part of Australia. So it's southern Australia at certain times of the year, but it's not an ever-present or an ever-not-present thing. But it is thinned over Antarctica, and the good news is that thanks to global agreements, the ozone layer is actually recovering slowly over the last 10 to 15 years. So we're actually moving in the right direction, believe it or not.
That's fantastic here. Brendan, I hear the music playing underneath me here, so I'll leave you at it. You'll be jigging to everyone in the next while. That's all we've got time for.
Thanks to that as well.
Yeah. That's all we've got time for and talk about this week. Very big thanks to Darvill on the phones, to Pat Kelly on sound. The winner of our competition for the TEDx tickets is Nuala Brosnan in Lixna, so we'll be in touch with Nuala. Brendan Fuller will be dancing his way around the Brogue for Tie Day Friday after this, and the IMRO award winning Deirdre Walsh is back on Monday, so stay tuned. Have a good weekend.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, where the finest quality produce is sourced, served and enjoyed with award-winning hospitality. Experience it today at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
Harvey Norman, your technology specialists. Discover the latest from all the biggest brands. Meet the Garmin Fenix 8 Pro smartwatch. Tough, smart and built for performance. Call, text and share your location right from your wrist. And when you're far out with no signal, the built-in InReach satellite technology still lets you stay in touch or reach out for help. Available now, starting at $1,199. And with flexible payment options and our best price guarantee, why shop anywhere else? Harvey Norman, your technology specialists.
Active subscription required. Ask in store or see online for more details.
Horan's Health and Wellness Expo is back October 18th and 19th at the Rose Hotel. 2 days of natural wellness at its best. Complementary testing, including iron, BMI, cognitive health and skin analysis, wellness therapies such as reflexology, therapeutic massage, yoga, Pilates and much more. Tickets €10, available in all Horan's Health stores.
Live electricity wires are always near, and coming close to them can be dangerous. So always ask yourself, are you sure it's safe? Look out for electricity wires above and below you. If in doubt, call us on 1800 372 999. It might just save your life. ESB Networks. Stay safe and stay clear of electricity wires.
When you hear these names, you'll think tries and tackles. But off the pitch, Jameson Gibson Park surfs.
Tyburn bakes. And Ryan Baird fishes. Game-changing talent isn't always what you expect. Just like Vodafone Business. We're experts in more than you might think, with cybersecurity, cloud solutions, and collaboration tools, so your business can change the game. Search Your Business Can.
If you're naturally curious and want to solve problems, or you want to have an impact on issues you really care about, if you want to make a difference through better public policy, or you've a growl for Gaeilge and want to keep it in the conversation, if you want to use your skills to benefit society, there's a public job for that. Whatever your interest, whatever your skills, explore hundreds of different careers at publicjobs.ie.
Your county, your voice on 96 to 98 FM. This is Radio Kerry News.
Good afternoon, it's 3 o'clock. I'm Amber Galway. The Israeli military says its troops are withdrawing to agreed deployment lines in Gaza as a ceasefire with Hamas takes effect. Last night, Israel's cabinet approved the first phase of a US-backed peace plan under which all hostages will be released, as well as Palestinian prisoners. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the IDF will remain in Gaza until Hamas disarms.
We are gripping Hamas from all sides in preparation for the next stages of the plan, in which Hamas will be disarmed and Gaza will be demilitarized. If this is achieved the easy way, so be it. If not, it will be achieved the hard way.
The former Phoenix Cinema in Dingle, owned by Cillian Murphy and Yvonne McGuinness, has been allocated almost €1 million on